Dozens of people gather to remember the homeless men and women who died in 2009. A large number of those in attendance were homeless. Lisa Weichel is with the Hillsborough County Homeless Coalition. She said an event like this is important to pay tribute to the homeless whose deaths might have otherwise gone unnoticed.
Tonight we're remembering 48 homeless men and women, and those are the ones we know their name. We know there's countless others whose names we are not aware of, and we will light a candle for all of them as well.
Len Kurtz is currently homeless in Hillsborough County. He said the vigil is important to bring people together to remember the homeless who died, but he will never forget his friend who died living out on the streets.
The one that we lost that I particularly knew very close with, her family is still in grief because of the way it played out.
A study from the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty estimates that there are more than 3.5 million homeless people in the United States. In Hillsborough County, there are around 9,500. Since 2004, the Homeless Coalition has honored hundreds of homeless men, women, and children who have died on the streets of Hillsborough County. Weichel said the average age of death for the homeless is between 50 and 60 years old, and the causes of death are similar.
We know that since 2004, about 284 people have died homeless in Hillsborough County. Last year it was 53. The year before that it was 63. So it varies. And again, I think that has to do with how many we are able to identify as having died homeless. Probably the most common that we've seen are being hit by cars, either as pedestrians or on bicycles. We know a couple have drowned. There's been some homicides, at least one suicide this year.
Of the many homeless living in Hillsborough County, more than 25% of them are minors. Up until a month ago, Joshua Dyer was one of them. He said being homeless was a very hard experience. He describes a fight where he witnessed a fellow homeless man killed over food.
I've seen a lot. I've traveled a lot. From 18, I've been from three states. And I was in Columbia, South Carolina. I was at a homeless shelter out there and Salvation Army. And pretty much they were fighting over food. It's hard. It's hard out here for a teenager. And if there is any teen out there, try to get as help soon as help you can.
Since then, Joshua has found housing, help, and a warm welcome from Dr. Tom Atchison at New Beginnings of Tampa, an organization that houses hundreds of homeless people. Atchison said the event is not only important to remember the homeless who died, but to raise awareness about what it is like to be homeless.
The reality of it is, out on the street, it's a very dangerous thing. It's not just that they live on the street and they don't have a place to stay the night. The reality is that they die on the street.
In raising awareness about the homeless, Weichel said the most important thing is to remember that the homeless are people too.
The event is important because as a community, there's so many myths and misperceptions about homeless people. I mean, we talk about the homeless as adjectives and not as people. And this is one way we can help educate the community. And also just remember that homeless people are people. And when you encounter someone on the street, know that that could be and probably is somebody's mother or father, brother, cousin, someone who may have had a professional job. They're just a person like they are, and to treat them with dignity and respect.
As a homeless person, Len Kurtz said the most important thing he wants people to know is that he isn't there by choice and he doesn't enjoy it.
Not all of us out here actually enjoy being out here. Me, myself, and I can honestly say it's nobody's fault. It's not the government's fault. It's not my mom and dad's. It's not nobody in Tampa's fault or this world's fault but my own through bad decisions. But I know I have no joy in sleeping outdoors where it's unsafe, where the police department unfortunately harasses, and things such. I would just say just keep us in your prayers and just hope that we do the right thing and make better decisions throughout this upcoming new year.
Weichel said December 21st is recognized as National Homeless Persons Memorial Day because it is the longest and sometimes the coldest night of the year in most places throughout the United States. And it hopes to serve as a reminder that people are living outdoors in the uncomfortable, unhealthy, and cold conditions. For WMNF News, in Tampa, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.